Back by popular demand, holiday hit Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol returns to Rubicon Theatre Company. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with what the Ventura Breeze calls an amazing, astonishing, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 6th through December 23rd on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I want to make sure everybody and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I hope it was a great one for you. I hope that you didn't eat lots, but you ate well. And also I know a lot of family and friends are visiting. It's kind of a time to just really be grateful and thankful. And I'm so grateful that you are all tuning in here to the Kim Pagano Show. We are going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got some great shows. I hope that you stay. Some of the shows on my 6 o'clock are some of my personal interviews, and so I'd love to share those with you. We've got my first one, which is Dr. Gerstein and Marianne Wauman, and they're talking about the hidden impact of rare cancer. Next, we have the education spokesperson for Kumon, Dominique Cicerelli, and we're talking about helping kids with math anxiety. Also, we're going to be talking with Dr. William Cefalu, and he's talking about diabetes. And lastly, we have Patty Ravitz, and she's a therapist talking and responding to some of the people that are still having a problem going through all the California wildfires. And so I hope that you stay with us all the way through all of our interviews. And of course, we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear from all of you, and we'd love to see if you have anything that's going on, a business or your event that's happening. We'd love to share it here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I love to start our show with something uplifting. It is not happy people who are thankful. It is thankful people who are happy. And so again, I'm so grateful you're here. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life.
Joining us is Marianne Wauman, and of course, her doctor, Dr. Hal Gerstein. And we're going to be talking about the hidden impact of rare cancer and also one woman's inspirational story after living with this disease for nearly 20 years. Marianne and Dr. Gerstein, are you there?
Yes, we are. Thank you, Kim.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tell us a little bit, and I appreciate, you know, when anybody comes on our show to just talk about their journey, because when you tell your story, you know, hopefully somebody else out there, we're not very different from each other, and you tell your story and you help so many more other people. So again, Dr. Gerstein, can you just kind of explain what we're talking about, and then we'll move over to you, Marianne, and if you can share your journey.
Sure, Kim. So we're talking about neuroendocrine tumors. This is a relatively rare tumor, although the incidence has been increasing over the last 10 years in our country. And these tumors can occur anywhere in the GI tract or in the lungs. And what's important about these tumors is that they have the potential of producing substances which in our bloodstream can cause specific symptoms. And when you put these symptoms together, they're known as carcinoid syndrome, which can be quite debilitating to our patients. So we need to make the diagnosis correctly so we can institute the correct treatment for our patients. We're taught as doctors to think about common illnesses. Common illnesses occur commonly. But today we're going to talk about common symptoms, and the underlying disease is an uncommon disease.
And what are some of the symptoms for this?
Some of the symptoms are explosive, profuse diarrhea, sometimes 8 to 10, even more times a day, that can occur at night and wake patients up in the middle of the night. It interferes with their quality of life and their daily activities. These patients can also get wheezing, they can get facial flushing, and they can even get heart disease.
Okay, and now you mentioned kind of, and don't take this wrong, but you mentioned two sides of the body, I guess you would say. So is it, you know, one you said it could be in your lungs, but if it's not in your lungs, is it in both or is it in either or?
That's a good question. Let me clarify.
So
the tumor can arise in any of those places. So the primary tumor can be either in the GI tract or the lung, but they can metastasize to other parts of the body just like any other cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so if you are experiencing any of these symptoms, you would think maybe I've got a little bug, maybe I've got something else going on. How do you get to the right doctor, and how do you, prevent from being misdiagnosed like Marianne, I guess, did for several years, correct?
Sure, that's the million-dollar question, Kim. So these symptoms, diarrhea, well, you know, when you go to a doctor with diarrhea for a few days, he's going to think of irritable bowel, he's going to think of inflammatory bowel disease, he can think of an infection, malabsorption, anxiety. There could be a lot of reasons for diarrhea. Neuroendocrine tumors and carcinoid syndrome is certainly not high on the list. Mm-hmm. The same thing with wheezing. That could be from asthma or allergies. Facial flushing, if it's a woman, you're going to think of menopause instead of carcinoid syndrome. So these things are not at the top of our list. But when you put it together, and if it becomes chronic and episodic, and none of the traditional treatments are working, you really got to scratch your head as a doctor and say, what else is going on here? What else could be happening? And you know, the burden's on the doctor, but it's also on the patient. It's also on the patient's family and their caregivers, because they have to communicate to the doctor what's going on, why isn't this working.
We need to learn to know our bodies, correct?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, that's so important. And be in tune with ourselves. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We always talk about, you never know what we're going to be talking about. And today we're talking about Net Cancer Day. And Marianne Wayman, we're going to be talking with her a little bit about her journey. And, of course, we've got Dr. Hal Gerstein. And he's kind of walking us through this so that if we have the normal symptoms, we can really kind of decipher through them to get the best help and the best care that we need. And now, what about if you went and got a CT scan? Would that be would you be able to be diagnosed that way?
CAT scans are not particularly effective in diagnosing neuroendocrine tumors. The primary tumor can be so small that would be beyond the resolution of an ordinary CAT scan. So the best way to diagnose these tumors, if somebody has the constellation of these symptoms, is to do very simple blood and urine tests. And you can pick up elevated levels of the substances that are responsible for causing these symptoms. That would be serotonin, 5-HIAA in the urine, et cetera. So you can find these substances in the blood and the urine. Once you find elevated levels, then we look for the primary. And you look for the primary by either endoscopy, sometimes an MRI, but the newest scan that we use is something called a gallium-68 PET CT scan. And that's state of the art. It's not available everywhere in the country, but it is becoming more and more available, and certainly in the major medical centers have them.
And repeat that again, it's a gallium CT scan?
It's a gallium CT scan.
Okay. Okay, interesting. Marianne, please join us, and I thank you so much for being here to share your journey and your story, and I'm so grateful you are here.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was diagnosed back in 2001. I was misdiagnosed 7 years prior. I was having severe diarrhea, abdominal pain, rectal bleeding. I went from doctor to doctor, ER to ER, and I was told everything under the sun, from needing more fiber in my diet to needing a marriage counselor to...
told those before.
Yeah.
My husband had brain surgery, and I remember they were going, "You have, you guys aren't getting along."
Yeah,
no, we're not. We're fine.
Yeah,
that's such an insult.
Too, it is.
Like this.
It is. I was told I had ulcerated colitis, IBS, and none of the medications that they were giving me was working. And the seventh doctor that I went to, I begged him to go in there and find out what was going on, and he said, "Had anybody ever used a pediatric scope?" And I kind of looked at him and I said, "I'm in my 30s, are you crazy?" And he said, "No, it can get into the ileum and I think something might be hiding in there." And sure enough, the ileum, the tumor was there. We're 99.9% sure the tumor was there the whole 7 years. I proceeded to have surgery to remove it. And then I started treatment. I started with the somatostatin analog. And that kept me under control for many years. About 7 months ago, in January, a drug was approved. And then 7 months ago, I started with the Zomelo, which made my quality of life even better, less trips to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But I live a full life. I run around the country with my foundation, educating patients. Bringing the world-renowned doctors to them to learn more about the disease.
Give us the name of your foundation, please.
The foundation is the Neuroendocrine Cancer Awareness Network.
Okay.
And the
NCAN, correct?
Right. And the website is neckcancerawareness.org. And people could visit the website and watch some of the videos from the past conferences. They could also get a free information packet if they sign up. Which will give them information about the disease itself and about the different treatments and
Marianne,
how to get help.
What are some of the symptoms that you were feeling in the very beginning that you got diagnosed?
In the very beginning, I had abdominal pain and
in one side, left side, back side?
Mostly on the right side, mm-hmm. but it did travel.
Did you think it was your appendix?
At several times, they did think it was my appendix, but... they did the testing and they said, no, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I had rectal bleeding, mm-hmm. Horrible rectal bleeding. And they kept on saying, oh, it's hemorrhoids, when it was actually the tumor that was bleeding. Mm-hmm. I had explosive diarrhea. I couldn't leave the house. There were days where I literally spent the whole day in the bathroom. I missed many events with my family. Even today, When I walk into a store or I walk in a mall or I go someplace, the first thing I do
is where's the restroom?
Where's the restrooms? You know,
I get that. Wow. Well, I'm so glad that you're doing, so you're doing, where are you today in your life?
I am not cured. I am stable. And, you know, it's been 16 years since my diagnosis. And, you know, like I said, we treat it as a chronic disease. I stay on top of it. Any new symptoms come up, I tell Dr. Gerstein right away. I stay on top of my testing. And, you know, I plan on being here for a very long time.
Right. Thank you. I'm grateful for your journey, and I pray that you're good for
Thank you. Long
more time. Dr. Gerstein, how many people, is that the common symptoms of the right side?
It can be very variable. There's no specific area where the pain is. The tumor can occur anywhere in the GI tract, but Mary Ann's tumor was quite typical. It was in the, what we call the midgut or small intestine, and many of these tumors produce a fibrotic reaction, a mass of scar tissue around the tumor that contracts and actually can cause a bowel obstruction, and a lot of the pain is from that or a partial obstruction. So that's quite typical, but the pain can really be anywhere.
And is it always, do your patients usually always have a sign of bleeding?
No, bleeding is actually quite uncommon. The diarrhea itself is usually never bloody, but Mary Ann's bleeding was actually from the tumor itself. We try to institute treatment in a two-pronged approach. We want to control the tumor and we want to control the symptoms. And we've come a long way in doing both, and as Mary Ann mentioned earlier this year, a new drug, Zermelo, was approved, which specifically targets the diarrhea of carcinoid syndrome. So we've cut our patients' diarrhea by more than half, and they're thrilled to have this drug added to the armamentarium. You can get
in from... Can I ask you one other question?
Sure.
Is it always diarrhea, or do you ever have a normal bowel?
Well, once the disease is controlled, you can patients can go back to having normal bowel movements. Yes.
Okay. Very interesting. So, is there any tips that you can give for my listeners that they should be looking, they should be aware, what deciphers differently from just a normal, you know?
Sure.
Virus.
Sure. The diarrhea of carcinoid syndrome is explosive, watery, nocturnal, meaning it can happen at night, and it's really uncontrolled by the patient. You can get more information about all the symptoms at Mary Ann's website, as well as on Zermelo.com. This website will give patients a list of all the symptoms that they can get in carcinoid syndrome.
Great. Well, I thank you both for sharing your knowledge and your journey, Mary Ann.
Thank you.
And again, give out that website one more time.
neckcancerawareness.org.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, you know, knowledge is our friend. That's all I can say, right? We keep learning more, and we can help other people, and I just appreciate you sharing that here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye now.
Please stay with us, and we're going to listen to some of our great sponsors. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great one, and we'll be right back.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Back by popular demand, holiday hit Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol returns to Rubicon Theater Company. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with what the Ventura Breeze calls an amazing, astonishing, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 6th through December 23rd on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And today we're going to be talking about, of course, crunch time. Our kids are back in school. And little ways to help them stay ahead of the curve. And today I have Dominique Ciccarelli, and she is an education expert from Kumon. And we're going to find out some tips to deal with math anxiety. And I love this. So I have four children, and they went to Kumon, and it gave that little edge that they needed in school so that they could be a little bit ahead of the game. So I appreciate talking about this. Dominique, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm glad to hear that your children have such a great positive experience with Kumon, and the program is really successful for so many students, and I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just think that if you have a little edge or you are prepared, then you don't get that anxiety. And I know that we're talking about anxiety. What do you think causes math anxiety?
Well, math anxiety is a really powerful feeling of tension and worry that's difficult to manage when faced with a math situation. And it can be caused by a fear of failure or, in many cases, a lack of confidence. And what comes to parents' minds sometimes might be test-taking, but a lot of kids are actually having math anxiety or just doing their regular homework. And what happens is they might ask a lot of questions at home and ask for help, and the parents might not know how to help their children with the math homework because it's so different than how they learn math in school. And kids sometimes even will, you know, you might see a math anxious child might be crying when they do their work or shut down, and, you know, this really powerful emotions might come out. And so it's kind of like a vicious cycle for kids where if they have math anxiety, they'll avoid doing it, or they, you know, it becomes something where they get pretty upset, and then their anxiety will increase over time if it's not addressed. So it is really important for parents to address
it.
So
is there like a math anxiety syndrome, or you're just, you know, I mean, the way you're saying it, I was like, is there a syndrome for this, you know? I just remember I have, you know, two of my children loved math, and one, I mean, she could be doing something else, and the kids, my other kids would ask her something, and it just come right off of her brain, and she'd get the answer, and they would be like, seriously, how do you know that? She goes, I just do, you know, and it was to the point where math started changing, because I used to be really good in it, but they changed it, and so it's hard for parents to help their children.
Yes, a lot of parents are struggling at home with helping their kids, and, you know, what's the best thing is to building children's confidence back up, and that's the key to overcoming math anxiety. So if the children feel confident about doing their work, then it takes the pressure off the parents as well, because they don't have to, you know, try to learn what the children are doing and how to help them. And there are, you know, great individualized learning programs out there, such as Kumon, that do an excellent job of building students' confidence back up and taking pressure off the parents so the kids are able to do their homework on their own.
Right. And Dominique, tell us, what's your background and who you are?
Well, I am an education spokesperson for Kumon. I ran a learning center at about 200 students, and my background is I have a master's in education. I went to Harvard, and I also went to NYU for my undergraduate. So I've always been really interested in psychology and education, and also math. I really enjoy math, and I think that, you know, math is something that, you know, if kids are good at it, they'll say that they like it. But if they say they hate math, it really stems from like not feeling great about their confidence and their ability to do it. But that is something that we can all actually overcome that through just practicing and a little bit each day and giving the appropriate amount of work so that kids can build the skills at the right pace for them.
So what can parents do, or what can our students do to make math fun?
Yeah, there are many activities that parents can do with their children to make math more enjoyable and engaging. When you're cooking, even when your kids are in preschool, is great to even try and incorporate math at that age. You know, you can ask your children at any age to measure cups of, like, say, a quarter of a cup, and that actually is building their skills with fractions, because they're starting to understand what a third of a cup represents, a half of a cup represents. And you can play dice games like Yahtzee or board games like Monopoly, which are a lot of fun. And there are other, like, card games. If your kids are really young, you can teach them and play with them Go Fish, and they build number sense. And if they're a little older, there's lots of card games out there, but blackjack is a good game, because they have to subtract from 21 whatever the cards are in their hand, whether it's 21
right.
minus 14,
yeah.
And they need to get 7. And so it's, you know, there are lots of really fun games. And even, like, just practical things, like if you're going to a restaurant, if your child is maybe in middle school or upper elementary school, depending, you can ask your children to try to calculate the tip, and doing that 15%. And then, you know, that's a great opportunity.
Good idea. These are really great ideas. I love that. You know, I just think that those are real life skills that you're also teaching your children at the same time.
Yeah, and you can make, it's a good opportunity to really praise your kids, and to, you know, when they get it correct, and to make it, you know, math fun. And, you know, even having a yard sale, you can have your kids be the cashier and making all of the change and adding things up and subtracting from, like, you know, the money. And yeah, there's math is all around us, and, you know, we can make math fun, and the kids will enjoy it more.
Well, you know, I love what you said, Dominique, because those are, like I said, real life skills that we need every day. Some people go, I'm never going to need this math. I don't know why I have to learn it, right? And yet, everything that you just mentioned, you know, leaving a tip or paying a bill or, you know, playing blackjack, everything you need to be able to count and subtract and, you know, add really quick, all that stuff. So I really like that. Where can my listeners find out more about this? And I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Building confidence is going to be the key to overcoming that math anxiety, and parents can visit kumon.com. That's spelled K-U-M-O-N.com. They can find the closest Kumon Math and Reading Center, and participating centers are offering free registration in the month of November, so it's a great time to call, and the placement test will be free.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone, and I look forward to talking with you again, and thank you again for some really great tips.
Thank you, Kim. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Please stay with us, and we're going to listen to some of our great sponsors again. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great one, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3355. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And today we're going to be talking with Dr. William Seliflu. And we're going to be talking about American diabetes and, of course, their association. And to this date, there's a lot of diabetes, and we are trying to figure out how we could put our capes on and stand up to diabetes. Let's welcome Dr. William Seliflu. Dr. Seliflu, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about who you are and of course, your mission.
So I'm the Chief Scientific Medical and Mission Officer of the ADA. I've been there about 8 months. I was before that in academic medicine for over 30 to 35 years here in the United States. So my charge right now at the association is, again, to lead the scientific and medical efforts and the mission of the ADA, and the mission at this point is to improve the lives of those with diabetes. So what I'd like to really talk about today is really the overall problem of diabetes in this country, and really the statistics are pretty staggering. About 50% of Americans have diabetes or pre-diabetes. Those numbers are basically over 30 million individuals with diabetes, about 84 million with pre-diabetes, about 1 in 11 have diabetes. And so this is a huge problem, and the problem is that diabetes left uncontrolled is going to lead to complications like blindness, kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, and those are the problems. If they are controlled, we can markedly reduce those complications. So we're trying to spread the word not only about diabetes control, but pre-diabetes and recognition of this condition and actually being tested for it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that here on the Kim Pagano Show. My question to you is, why don't more people understand how widespread this disease is? Do we not feel it, I guess I should say?
That's a good point. First of all, I think a lot of people don't recognize how serious diabetes is. Secondly, for pre-diabetes, an interesting statement, you said most people don't feel it, and that's true. Pre-diabetes may be asymptomatic, which means that they may have no symptoms at all. They may have some subtle symptoms, fatigue or something like that, but certainly not enough to think that they may have pre-diabetes. As they get closer to diabetes, they may have increased urination, increased thirst, maybe blurry vision, which makes them seek out medical opinion. But those who have pre-diabetes and no symptoms, they're also at increased risk for heart disease. So it's important that they take a risk test to see what their risk is, and if their risk is high, to actually have a simple blood test to diagnose the condition.
And let me ask you a question. Is it just from eating sugar, or is it just something? Because I know as we all get a little bit older, there's a lot of people that have pre, correct?
It's a combination of many things. First and foremost, it is obesity contributes, so excess calories over time, more than you burn to have weight gain, contributes to setting the stage. We definitely know that. Inactivity, physical inactivity and not expending calories contributes to weight gain. We know that. But to develop diabetes, you also have to have a pancreas that's failing. So a number of things have to occur for you to develop diabetes and basically be genetically predisposed to have the condition. With that being said, with prediabetes, we know that lifestyle management and losing weight, increase in activity, as little as 5 to 7% will have a market, in fact, to reduce the progression of diabetes by over 58%. So obesity contributes, but at the same time, weight loss will help in reducing the progression to type 2 diabetes.
Dr. Salflu, you know, here's a question. I think that this is so astounding, I guess I would say, that being obese is so much lower than it used to be. What is obese, and what does that mean?
So the question is, we have overweight and obese, and this is based on a parameter called your body mass index, which is really a ratio of your height to your weight. And the numbers are 27 to 30, and a person may be classified as overweight, and anything above that may be classified as obese. We do know that being overweight or obese will make your body less efficient to use of insulin, and again can set the stage for progression to the road for diabetes. But at the same time, there are many individuals who are obese and never develop the disease. There are individuals who are quite lean and develop the disease. So diabetes affects all people. It's a very heterogeneous disease, but obesity per se doesn't lead to diabetes. It would set the stage and predispose a person if they have the genetic predisposition to have pancreatic failure.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, how can we bring more awareness to this disease?
Well, first of all, having your listeners on the show. Secondly, having them go to our diabetes website, diabetes.org, and getting all the information they need about diabetes and prediabetes. What we would like is them to participate in our campaign, our American Diabetes Month campaign, where we're trying to promote heroes in those who are patients or heroes who are caregivers of those with diabetes, because this is a burdensome disease, and any caregiver or a patient with the disease to care for this disease is a hero. So that website is diabetes.org, ADM2017. We encourage them to go to the website and become an advocate. We encourage them to go to the website and write a letter to diabetes and share it with others. We encourage them to go to the website and participate in our social media campaign. We would like to get them to get activated, get engaged, and spread the word so that we can do something about the number of cases of diabetes and prediabetes.
I love that. Okay. And let me ask you one other thing really quick as we're leading down, is what are some of the symptoms or something that they could be looking for that you mentioned in the beginning of this interview?
Well, symptoms of diabetes would be something as simple as just excess urination, increased thirst, maybe some blurry vision, and clearly if patients have those, they need to seek medical attention to be evaluated. But even without those symptoms, again, take the risk test. If you have a family history, if you're overweight, if you have a blood pressure problem or cholesterol problem, or if you're male and older, take the risk test. See what your risk is and seek out medical attention. It's a simple blood test, and that's what we encourage people to do.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you sharing this, and hopefully we can get everybody on board so that we can decrease these numbers, right? And, of course, thank you so much, Dr. William Cefalu, for sharing American diabetes with all of us out here and how we can hopefully get diagnosed or undiagnosed and fix our problems. So I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Please stay with us, and we're going to listen to some of our great sponsors. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great one, and we'll be right back.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Backed by popular demand, holiday hit Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol returns to Rubicon Theatre Company. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with what the Ventura Breeze calls an amazing, astonishing, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 6th through December 23rd on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Good morning. Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm really excited to talk with you. And again, kind of we're talking about on the front lines of responding to the California wildfires, and you're one of the therapists, right, that are treating trauma victims and their families from the natural disasters. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Great. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and some of the important things that the therapists are trained to do in the crisis moments of, for intervention.
Well, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist here in California, and we are all trained in trauma, how to help people work through trauma, and then some of us go on to get training in crisis intervention. And so when a crisis like the horrible wildfires that we've just endured here in the North Bay happen, the first focus is those what we call psychological first aid, where we have really three primary goals, is to, help people normalize the feelings that are going on after a horrible trauma like this, and to help them figure out the best coping skills and mechanisms that they can use for that immediate aftermath of the crisis, and then to help plug them into support systems so that they're not alone and they're getting that support. So that's a kind of first level of response.
Right. And how important is a therapist that, if they already say they have a therapist or there's somebody there just talking to their family, how important is it a therapist that's trained in crisis response intervention?
It is really critical that the therapist be trained in crisis intervention, because it's actually very different than doing psychotherapy. After a crisis, we're not looking to do deep trauma work and therapy work. We're really trying to help the victims of these crises to stabilize, to reduce the intensity of the stress reactions that happen after a crisis like this, and help them to regain some sense of equilibrium and balance emotionally and physically, because there are so many physical symptoms when you have that rush of adrenaline and you're dealing with, you know, life and death. So it's very important that therapists who are interested in working in crisis intervention get this extra layer of training.
Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, you know, I always say life happens to all of us. And, of course, we're talking about wildfires and, of course, all the pain and the, you know, it's just, well, our whole world's been in tragedy, and it feels like. But, of course, we're talking with Patricia Ravitz. And, Patricia, tell us, I mean, what type of emotions, you know, it's hard for us. We obviously know that, you know, there's grief if they've lost somebody, but then they've lost all their belongings that they've, you know, worked all their life for. What are people going through, and how do they get through that?
Initially, I think for a lot of the victims of this fire, there was just really a sense of shock. So that's one of the things that our bodies kind of lock into to help us to be able to just get through the crisis. So you're kind of numb. And there's often not a lot of emotion for some people. For others, the emotion is right there. But what happens over time is that some of these feelings start breaking through, and there's a really terrible sense of helplessness, hopelessness, depression, and sometimes a tendency to withdraw, because often people will think about someone else who lost more or had, you know, greater impact, and so they minimize the importance of their own loss and grief and trauma. People will experience a lot of fear and anxiety and, a sense of dread, like they just don't feel safe in the world anymore. Mm-hmm. And this precipitates difficulty sleeping. Sometimes people have difficulty eating, and just, you know, this general sense of a loss of control in the world.
Right. And let me ask you, Patricia, is there people that don't want to have therapy and they just avoid seeking therapy?
I think there are, you know, that we live in a culture where there's still such a stigma on going to therapy for some people. And, you know, we're a culture that's, you know, kind of tough it out, just get through it by yourself, you know, a kind of individuality, like I'm just going to handle this myself. And, you know, that can be really problematic in a situation like this, because people need support both in their community and a place to come to, you know, to talk and express all of their fears and their deepest pain, and know that they don't have to take care of the person that they're talking to. And that's why it's so important to seek professional help.
Oh, I never thought about
help.
It that way. One less person that they don't have to take care of. Wow.
Exactly.
I never thought about that.
And especially in something
who
like this.
To take care of everybody, you know? Wow.
Right.
That's a great point. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I love it. So if one of my listeners are going through a hard time right now, even if it's not these fires, or maybe they've known someone, you know, there was the Las Vegas. Remember I hear there's somebody that made it home safe from Las Vegas, but then their house burned down, you know, and, you know, it's just there's kind of shock and disconnect all over the place, and losses and grief. What tips or what things could you tell somebody who's not going through it that they can support, you know, any of these victims?
Well, the most important thing is to turn up. And often victims don't seek help. They don't ask for someone else's time. They just, like I said, try to go through it themselves. So, you know, call them. Turn up, you know, where they are, ask, you know, what you can do, and just be there. That is really the most important thing, because the sense that you've got someone there who is caring and sees you and has some understanding of what you're dealing with makes all the difference. And then if you're experiencing symptoms that really are too much to deal with in a kind of friendship relationship, you know, things like that I mentioned before, or, you know, sometimes people will have start having cognitive difficulties, like they're having trouble remembering things or concentrating and that kind of thing. So if you are supporting someone who's been the victim of a crisis, encourage them to call a marriage and family therapist and even just go in to assess whether they need the support of the therapist or not, because sometimes it's really hard to tell by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is there, where can my listeners find out more information?
So there's a wonderful resource on the web, counselingcalifornia.com. There are therapists all over the state of California, and you can learn a lot about them in order to choose which therapist you think is the best for you and your situation. So I encourage people to go on to counselingcalifornia.com.
California.com. And are these services free to people, or do they have to pay, or how does that work?
So it depends on the therapist. I know that there are therapists now who are offering pro bono help to victims of these horrible crises, mm-hmm. and that's something that you can feel free to ask about, or if there's financial difficulty, whether there's a sliding scale. Insurance does cover therapy for you know, for people who have insurance. Mm-hmm. So there are ways to, you know, get it worked out so that people get the help they need. And it's so important to get the help early. You know, try not to wait, because the symptoms can get more entrenched. So just go in, talk about it, see if you need a few more sessions, or, you know, you're okay to go on and use your social circle for support.
Great. All right. Well, again, thank you, Patricia, for sharing this on my show. And I appreciate what everybody's doing. So thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much for joining us here on our 6 o'clock show. Please stay. Be with us all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got Real Estate 101, my favorite, Diana Anthony. And, of course, she's going to be talking about buying and selling homes. And then we've got Tim O'Neill and, of course, about the Irish Wake and annual County Ventura St. Patrick's Day Parade. And, of course, we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And that is, sometimes the smallest things take up the most room in your heart. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.